Hey guys, welcome to the NetFit Addict Workout. This is your coach Sarah Wall and I'm excited to take you through a pyramid passing challenge for 15 minutes, which is your quarter of netball. And we are joined here today for our week two of our couch to court program, our preseason challenge is going to get us all ready for a big season ahead. Now, if you want to look at these exercises and break them down super clear, head to the NetFit Netball app to give you these descriptions. So we are working for 60 seconds with a one-handed shoulder pass. We work down to the 50-second mark, which will go into a chest pass. For that 10 seconds, we then do our footwork challenge, which is a triangle pyramid. So I need you guys to set up. You need a ball, a wall, and a little triangle made of 1 meter by 1 meter. For all of our passing, so our next one is 40 seconds bounce pass, we then do the 22nd of our pyramid sprints. Then we go into our overhead passes for 30 seconds, then we go for our 30-second pyramid sprints. 20-second left-hand passes, 40-second sprints, 10-second pass clap, 50-second sprints. I'll talk you through all of this, so don't worry if you're super confused. This is where I come in. All right, we're going to get started. Pop the ball in your hand. You probably need to be about 2 to 3 meters away from the wall. Starting now for our one-hand shoulder pass with our right hand. So for the left-handers out there, we will get to you. Don't worry, we're going to make sure this is a super balanced workout. So we're going to be passing for 60 seconds here with our one-hand shoulder pass. What you need to do with this pass is make sure that all the power comes from your glutes. So it's how you're pushing your hips through to make sure that that's a powerful pass. Keep your elbow high. The ball should be hitting at an area where it bounces back to your shoulder height. If you feel the pass is coming down to your chest or into your tummy, make sure that you really release the ball high with that one-handed shoulder pass. Great job, guys. All right, in another 20 seconds, we're then moving down to our chest pass for 50 seconds. So you've done really well. You've ticked through this great. So 15 more seconds, so making sure you're really hitting your target. And if it's just flicking off your hand and you're just cruising through, I want you to up the intensity now. Okay, I want you to really push that pass. Great job. 3, 2, 1, coming down into your chest pass. Okay, so really powerful pass from your chest. Your feet are swapping over every 2 or 3 passes to make sure you got 1 foot forward. Okay, flicking the ball off and taking the ball really strongly with 2 hands. Great job. So you'll be here for 50 seconds. Now with this 50 seconds, remember 10 seconds is coming up for your quick sprint. Great job, guys, keep going. Now with that, just keep thinking about your chest pass as I talk the next step. You need to pop your triangle, be at the back of your triangle, and do a sprint out to the side, change on the angle, and go up to the top of your triangle. Okay, as I said, if this is a bit confusing with how you set up the sprint, make sure you head to the NetFit Netball app where I explain the full video. All right, getting started in 3, 2, 1. Great job. Okay, you're heading now to your triangle. Let's go. Quick feet. Back of the triangle, let's go, and sprint. Back of the triangle, let's sprint. Great job. And resting. Okay, grab the ball. We're heading in for a bounce pass. Up against the wall, let's go. Great job. Okay, making sure you get down with our chest pass. It's keeping our shoulders back. You're getting down nice and low, releasing the ball from your hip height and bouncing it just on the ground just as it comes up and it bounces back to your chest height. Good job. Well done, guys. Keep going. We're working now into our pyramid in 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Okay, you have 20 seconds now into your pyramid sprints. Making sure you're pumping your arms, changing your hips and shoulders. Great job. Okay, great, grabbing the ball, 30 seconds here, you are going above head pass. Okay, so you've got the same technique as with your chest pass, and let's go into our overhead passes. It's released above your head and caught above your head. You have 30 seconds here. Great job, guys. Now, every time you step forward with your foot, make sure that you're putting all of that power through your core and a high release through your shoulders. Great job, guys. You know what to do after this. We've got 30 seconds on the pyramid. 3, 2, 1. Okay, jumping back, pyramid sprints. Let's go, quick as you can. Now, why I added pyramid sprints today is because it actually really works your footwork as well as your speed. Every time you go and ditch your player out to one side, you're driving forward for the ball. doing a great job here, guys. Got another 10 seconds. Let's go, let's go. Keep pushing that out. Get back to the start super quick. It's sprinting straight back to go again. 3, 2, 1. Okay, you have 20 seconds. Pick the ball back up and you're going for your left hand shoulder pass. Same thing as before, keeping your shoulders high, hands high, and release high, hitting the target high so it bounces back straight to you. Great job. In 3, 2, 1. Okay, you're heading back to your pyramid. Let's go, you've got 40 seconds here. Okay, as you see with this pyramid now, it's starting to become intense. You're gonna really start to feel it in your legs. Okay, keep going, keep pushing here right now. Good job. All right, so we've got 20 more seconds of this to go. Is this your best effort? This is what you have to keep asking yourself. Keep going. Great job. So you've got another 10 seconds of this pyramid. Then we're gonna go into a pass and clap. So keep going. 3, 2, 1. Picking the ball up, head across to the wall. You gotta pass the ball with a chest pass, clap before you catch. Good. Keep going, well done. And ball back down. Great job, and going back to your pyramid. We are here now for 50 seconds. Okay, so this is a really strong workload. Let's go, let's go. Awesome work. So the time is ticking away. We're going to do that one more time on our pyramid back up. Okay, so you just have to repeat that block one more time. And then I have a couple of little surprises for you to finish off our quarter at the end. So keep going here for 50 seconds. Great job. Awesome work. So good, guys. Making sure you're keeping your eyes up, you're pumping your arms. I even like to pretend I catch a pass when I drive just to make sure my hands are up and ready. Another 10 seconds, we go back into clap, catch for 10 seconds. Great job, so grabbing the ball, this is a super quick one. 3, 2, 1, let's go. Okay, into our chest pass with a clap. Great job. Awesome. Okay, 50 seconds again. We are doing our pyramid sprint. Great job. All right, so this is the most you'll ever have to run for the rest of the class today. So I want you to give it your all. Let's go, let's go. Good job. Okay, keep pushing now. So you've got another 30 seconds here. This is going to be your best 30-second sprint of the whole class. This is what you have to tell yourself. You have to tell yourself to push. It's where you improve when you're on your own and you're pushing because there's no coach here to tell you. Great job. You've got 10 more seconds. Keep it up. Great job. We're going into our right hand shoulder pass in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, running, grabbing the ball, setting yourself up. Great job, let's go straight into that pass. Well done. Just for 20 seconds. And same thing, high release, make sure the ball is up nice and high. You release it high, you catch it high. It never should come down to your belly or your chest. Great job. All right, into our 40-second pyramid sprint. Let's go. Great job, guys. As you know, we are on the way down at the pyramid now. You're starting to feel that it's going to be less running, but more focus on your passing, and you can never do too much passing. Great job. Keep it up. When the party was all about partying, I was a mini party starter, and my mind bends when I call my pen. The big question, should I run the mine a little? Food for thought or dumb to rhyme a little? But will, if you come too high, that'll alienate folks and they won't buy it, yo. Okay, here we go now. We're going straight into our pyramid. 3, 2, 1, let's go. Okay, let's go. We're working around, footwork, driving out, driving on, doing such a good job. So this is making sure you get a really strong takeoff. Great job. You're here for another 20 seconds. Let's push now. Great job, guys. Great job. 3, 2, 1. You are now here for 30 seconds of an overhead pass. Okay, going, picking up the ball and flicking it over your head. So you've got a high release and making sure the ball comes straight back like a chest pass, but it's coming straight back to an overhead high take. Great job. 30 seconds here. Well done. Then we're moving into that 30-second pyramid sprint. Great job. 3, 2, 1. Okay, way you go, just jumping across, back to your cones, way you go for your sprints, let's go. Okay, make sure each time you're changing which side you go, mix it up. Probably feeling now that you're pushing off stronger on your outside foot. That is awesome. Keep going. All right, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, you're coming back now to your bounce pass. Okay, 40 seconds for your bounce pass here. You can do both sides of your body with your bounce pass. Awesome work. Okay, so 10 seconds is already down. You've got 30 seconds to go of your bounce passing. Then we're going into your 20 second of your pyramid sprints. So we're really close to the finish line here, guys. You finna see me in the TV with a few gas. We about to bubble, baby, get your waterproof vest. Will not be dug it till I die. Will not be dug it till I die. Will not be dug it till I never fade it. 20 more seconds, so making sure you're getting down nice and low. Quick release, make sure it flicks off your fingertips, hits the ball, and you step onto it to grab it. Great job. We're getting ready to go into our pyramid sprint in 3, 2, 1. Okay, 20 seconds here, way you go. Okay, you've got 20 seconds of your best effort. As you can see now, it is not your 50 second effort, so you've got to go, go, go. It's super short. Todd, I'll dig them and holler, riding these hoochies like they some heavy ass Chevy and Pops. Jump up and get your ass shot up. Think about when you're driving for a ball or you're trying to beat an opponent. You're super close. We've got 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Fantastic. Onto your chest passes. Go up, grab the ball, and we're just flicking the ball as quick as you can. It should be almost like you could hear it being like tick, 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 tick. That's what noise that you want it to make, that you're flicking it off so quick, so powerful to the wall, that you're hitting it in your hands and it's releasing straight off. It shouldn't stay in your hands for any longer. A little bit like hot potato. Great job, guys. Great job. You've still got 20 seconds of chest passes to go. Well done. If anyone wants to be super keen, you can maybe add a little fast beat to these ones. Great job. 10 more seconds with your chest pass, and we're going into a 10-second pyramid sprint. Great job. In 3, 2, 1. 10 seconds. Super quick. Let's go. Well done. Going fast now. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, finishing this block with a one-handed shoulder pass with your left hand. So your lefty, this is your dominant. I want you to go as hard as you can. For anyone not used to being on your left side, it's okay. This is where the hard work happens at home. So when you get back to your club, they're like, whoa, do you pass left hand? Because it's that strong. So keep going. You're 20 seconds in already. So making sure we're keeping that ball nice and high, so when you release it, it's high, it bounces off the wall high and comes back into a high position. So again, just analyze if it's coming down to your chest or your belly, you're not hitting that high release target. The coaches also will be super impressed with you. Keep going, making sure you're hitting those targets nice and strong, because that's what every coach is looking for at the moment. And I always see it's that high release pass because it helps with your timing. Okay, we've got another 10 seconds of passing here. Great job. And we finish with a quick turbo 2-minute block. All right, 3, 2, 1. Okay, so you're going into your pyramid sprints just for me now for 30 seconds. All right, as quick as you can, I want you just to go back and we're working for 30 seconds straight. And this time I really want you to think, this is my last 2 minutes of a quarter, so you've got to give it everything you've got. Great job. 10 more seconds here. Awesome work. Driving, driving, driving. You're going to come back and get the ball in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you're just going to do chest passes as quick as you can. Add in your fast feet here. Quick footwork. This is the time that you are absolutely doing those 1%ers. This is like the last minute of the quarter where your coach is yelling to you all to defend, defend. This is like where that energy comes from, where you don't have anything else to give, but you find a way. You've got 10 more seconds here with this fast feet and this chest passes. Great job, guys. Keep going. Well done. Okay, back into 30 more seconds of your pyramid, and this is your last minute of today's class. Keep going. Okay, so 30 seconds. Let's go. 30 second pyramid. and then we're going to finish with that chest pass again, just to make sure we bring us to that strong 15 minute mark. That is that quarter of netball. All right, so you're halfway there now. Pyramid running is all about your angles. It's all about visualization. You're driving for a ball. 10 seconds to go. Great job. I know right now it's easy to go in cruise mode, but you've got this. 3, 2, 1, go and pick up the ball. Chest pass, let's go. Fast feet, chest pass, quick as you can. Quick feet, well done, guys. So good. Bring it home. This is what this Netball Addict workout is all about. It tries to replicate this quarter. It tries to help you when you're on your own training, but making sure you have speed and ball work. This is exactly what I do when I play Vixens, Giants, Swift. So I would go home of a preseason and do basic ball handling. A ball never left my side. Keep going really quickly. You've got 5, 4, 3, 2, and rest. Great job. All right, popping the ball down. I always say avoid popping your hands on your hips. I'm really proud of you guys today. Thank you for working out with us. We are here for everyone across global NetFit community.